Here we go. Good morning, 8:14. Brock Hunter.
Man.
Birthday
boy. You went full redneck on that.
I did. I really did. Today, sunny, gorgeous day, high of 78. Tonight, clear, low of 55. Saturday, sunny, high of 80. Sunday, we do have a chance for some rain, small chance. Otherwise, partly sunny, high of 82. Yeehaw.
Yeehaw.
I put the yee in yeehaw.
You know, I tell you, my sister's going to be in town this weekend. You know what that means.
Good God.
Good luck.
You're from Alabama, for God's sakes, yeah. Hunter. Let's do your WTF.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
Some neighbors and parents in Nebraska are upset at a strip club for hanging a offensive sign in front of their building.
It's in a naked chick.
No, it's a little bit different. Here's some people talking about it from the neighborhood.
I don't think it should be on a main street like this.
My son has seen this sign, and he has asked mom, why would moms go be naked? Like, why do they want naked moms? And the fact that it has fully nude girls, stay-at-home moms, my son can read that. He knows what nude means.
They got a preschool right here for little kids. I don't think they should have to see that.
You know, small businesses, we support them a lot, but businesses like that shouldn't be in a neighborhood like this.
First of all, kid, don't ask stupid questions.
Now, little Tommy, if you want a Turbo Man for Christmas, Mama's going to have to go to an establishment for a couple weeks.
Just get a couple dollar bills.
Yeah.
The sign reads, fully nude girls, stay at home moms earn extra cash. Nice. Apply inside.
Nice. Bring your vacuum.
I think it's fine. You know what? A business has every right to put that sign up.
Yeah.
And people are complaining. And just explain to your kid.
I mean,
you know,
it's what they do.
Yeah, yeah.
Is there a law against it?
I have definitely helped support single moms before. Stay-at-home moms. I have helped buy some formula and diapers in my day.
You know how many Ferraris Brock has bought for single moms that
have
been dancing for?
If you see a mom driving around in a Ferrari, you can thank me. You can thank me and my dollar bills.
Oh, yeah.
I got strong wrist action. I can really just...
Something about mom bombs.
I actually haven't made it rain in a strip club in quite some time.
Yeah.
Mostly because I've just gotten cheaper in my old age and just taking a stack of cash and throwing it in the air all willy-nilly like that. Yeah. It doesn't appeal to me as much anymore.
It's because you can throw it towards a fishing pole now.
Exactly.
And you're getting older and that's more important.
There was a time where I had a stack of cash and I'm like, should this go to a stripper or should it go to fishing gear? And that's when I knew I changed. That's when I knew I grew up. However, from time to time, I still will support those hot moms out there.
You are the guy that goes to the strip club and you immediately go to the stage and you're looking up at her.
Here's what you
like,
do.
There's no shame in your game, is
what
there?
What you do is you take the dollar bill and you stick it right to your forehead.
Yeah.
And you just wait.
This is like 2 seconds into the strip club, too. Like when I walk into a strip club.
Where'd Brock go?
All right. Where the hell did Brock go? Like, I walk in, I kind of evaluate the situation a little bit. I'm like, damn, should I be here?
Yep.
Is this awkward? Am I good? Yeah, he's having fun.
I do that kind of like speed walk like you do at the pool. So it doesn't look like you're running,
yeah.
But you're kind of running. And I do that.
Well, you just did the shoulder. Yeah.
I do that right to the stage because you don't want the DJ to yell at you. Hey,
man,
no running in the strip club.
Right.
Not running.
No horseplay.
I'm not running.
Right.
And I sit right down,
funny, dude.
Dollar bill to my forehead, and I have myself a good time. Supporting those hot moms out there.
You know.
$1 bill at a time.
I always walk up, and I look at the guy, you know, that's at the stage that's been there for 4 hours. I'm like, is that me? Am I like that guy? And if the answer is no, then I'm good.
Which, by the way, Hunter, I don't appreciate your judging eyes every time you do that, okay?